Good morning, my buddies. Nice to meet you soon, Network. Hope you could spend a wonderful morning together. 各位亲爱的朋友们，很高兴又和大家在空中见面了，希望能和您在此度过一个美好的清晨。 We have learned a way of telling somebody to keep a secret, which is keep your mouth shut. Today, I would like to share a new one with you. It means something is private. It's like saying, please don't tell anyone else. What's it? Let's listen to the simple situation and dialogue and find it.
Keep this to yourself. I'm planning to retire.
But the company needs you here to run things.
It is keep this to yourself. It's similar to saying Chinese. 这是秘密，你一个人知道就行了，不要对任何人说。And now let's put it into practice. Please translate the following sentences into English. Number one, 在我们解决这个问题期间，这件事只有你一个人知道。Number two, 这可是个秘密，不要透露半个字，我们也不会再提起。明白了吗 ？Think don't hard, and the answer will be given later. Number one.You keep this to yourself while we work it out. Number two, you keep this to yourself, not the world. Don't speak of this again, you understand? The above two sentences are from hit American films. Here are some tips. Not the world 是半个字也不要透露的意思。Speak of 是提及、谈到的意思。Now, let's do some listening exercises. Let's write down the key phrases while listening to the recording.The following phrases should be underlined. Plan to do something. 打算做某事。Need somebody to do something. 需要某人做某事。Run things. 管理事务。Please listen to me to read the dialogue to see differences between my pronunciation and one of the recording. Keep it to yourself. I'm planning to retire, but company needs you to run things. You should pay attention to the following places. Keep this to...yourself is pronounced as keep the to yourself in my speech. Keep 是以爆破音 p 结尾， this 是以辅音开头。当爆破音 p 遇到辅音就失去爆破。To 在美国人的真正发音中是 the, but the is pronounced as butter in my speech. But 是以爆破音 t 结尾， the 是以辅音开头。当爆破音 t 遇到辅音子时失去爆破。Need you.It's pronounced as need you in my speech. Need 是以辅音结尾， you 是以半元音 you 开头，辅音跟元音进行连读 you. Now let's come to the sentences starting the dialogue. I'm planning to retire. 我准备退休。In this sentence, there is a keyword which is retire. It means to stop doing your job, especially because you have reached a particular age or because you are ill. For example, he was forced to retire early from teaching because of ill health. 他由于身体不好而被迫早早地离开教学岗位。Has no plans to retire as an editor of the magazine. 他还没有打算从杂志的编辑位置上退下来。From the above two sentences, the meaning of the two phrases which are retire from and retire as is the same. 意思是从某个工作岗位退下来。What's more, the above two sentences are written in the active tense. Let's look at the sentence which is written in passive voice.He was retired on the medical grounds. 他由于健康问题而被迫安排退休。Here, retire means to tell somebody he must stop working. 意思是使某人退休，责令某人退休。如果用主动语态的话，是表示自己自愿的退下这个工作岗位；而用被动语态的话，则是强行安排退休，不由得你愿意或者是不愿意。But company needs you here to run things. 但是公司需要留住你在这里管理事务。The key word in this sentence is run. It means to be in charge of business at the center. For example, he has no idea how to run a business. 他丝毫不懂企业管理。Stop trying to run my life. 别老是操纵我的生活。To run things 在这句话中是动词不定式，在句子中做宾语。而我们今天所学的经典句子 keep it to yourself 也有个动词不定式 to yourself 做的是 it 的补足语。我们再来仔细的看这个句子中 here 作为副词做状语放的位置，通常它是放于句尾，可是这里却放到了动词不定式前，在这里有一种强调的意味在里面， 强调的是还需要你在这里公司，有缺你不可，你是公司的一个骨干人物的意味在里面，放于句尾则没有，这个要靠我们的语感去品味。Well, it's time to say goodbye to you. Have a nice day. Thank you for your listening this time. See you next time. 好了，又要和大家暂时在空中告别了。祝您度过愉快的一天，感谢您的支持收听，下期再会。
그럼이따이따다시하세요